Hi, everyone. It's Jason, and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Thursday, March 4th at about 6:30 in the evening, and we are plowing right in to meteorological spring, although it doesn't quite feel like it. The pattern that we're in is a little bit on the wintry side. The good news or the bad news for snow lovers is that it's on the dry side. What we have going on right now is more blocking over Greenland. We had this pattern at the beginning of the winter, kept all the storm systems suppressed to the south, and we have a strong upper low over eastern Canada. And that, accompanied with this big cold area of high pressure of the Great Lakes, is funneling in a lot of cool, dry air. And that trough is going to stay in place through much of the weekend. And we're going to have a pretty tight pressure gradient continuing, which means gusty winds, again, straight through the weekend as we're going to watch a storm develop well offshore. And that's also going to keep us on the cold side. As we head into next week, though, we're going to watch this block break down, and we're going to watch high pressure move to our south and east. We'll be getting into the ridge position, and by this time next week, we'll really be feeling like spring. We could have temperatures up into the 60s going above average. So as we look at the prelude to the weekend for your Friday, it's going to be a sunny and cold day. We're still going to have those gusty winds. Temperatures are only going to be in the mid-30s, and temperatures will drop down into the upper 20s. More sunshine is expected for Sunday, but we keep the breezy conditions, and we only see highs in the mid-30s before dropping into the mid-20s. And we do this one more time on Sunday. Wall-to-wall sunshine. It might be a couple of degrees warmer. We'll probably get into the upper 30s. Maybe we'll start to lose the wind. But we'll see lows in the low 20s by the time you wake up Monday morning. So not feeling very spring-like yet. But before you know it, it's going to be above average and feeling like spring. And before you know it, we're then going to even be talking about hurricane season. So as I said, before we know it, we're going to be talking about hurricane season. Last year, you may remember that we had Tropical Storm Arthur form on May 16th. Hurricane season officially begins in the Atlantic on June 1st. But for the past 6 years, we've seen storms develop out of season. So, National Hurricane Center, based on this, is now going to start issuing its routine tropical weather outlook beginning on the 15th of May instead of the 1st of June. So those of you who like to see if the NHC is expecting anything over the next 5 days, what the probability of any given system has of developing, you're going to be able to look at that now beginning May 15th, based on what's gone on the past 6 years with tropical and subtropical systems starting to form earlier. Now, there is no change, at least as of yet, to the official start of the Atlantic hurricane season. That still remains June 1st. I'm Jason, and thanks for listening. You can find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com or on Facebook at JC Weather NYC in Long Island.